In aid of the Royal Marsden Hospital, this year's Banham Marsden March will take place on Sunday the 22nd of May. The march consists of two walks, a 15-mile walk starting at Dover House Green in Chelsea, which passes in front of the Chelsea Royal Marsden Hospital, and a 5-mile walk which will start at King George's Recreation Field next to Morden Park, with both finishing at the Royal Marsden Hospital in Sutton. Amongst those taking part will be Sutton resident Malcolm Pearce, who is a patient at the Royal Marsden. I'm Josette Lesser, and Malcolm joins me now. Malcolm, an amazing event, raising money for cancer. So what made you decide to take part this year?
Well, thank you, Josette, for having me talk to you. Basically, I've been diagnosed with stage 3 prostate cancer, which was back in 2019, August. I was looked after by the Royal Marsden. I started my initial journey at the Epsom Butterfly Unit, where I was looked after by an amazing nurse called Amy Abraham, who's a uro-oncology nurse for Macmillan. I was then transferred on to the Royal Marsden, where I was put on a clinical trial. I had 37 days radiotherapy, and my PSA now, which is how they measure prostate cancer level, is now very, very low at 0.02. My initial PSA was 31.5, and I was so lucky to be offered a clinical trial. That was led by Professor Parker, who took me under his wing, and a great gentleman, and really has helped me. And the amazing radiotherapy team, I was under a unit called Beach. In the Royal Marsden at Sutton, each sort of machine accelerator that does the radiotherapy is named after a different tree. Now, the five people that were looking after me in the Beach unit, I got to know them over the 37 days of treatment, and they really became friends to me and just were so lovely people. You know, I'd really want to say thank you to them. And they've got a massive support network, and, you know, I'm still involved with the nurses there. I've got a helpline, etc. So the reason to help the Royal Marsden is because how well they've looked after me. And that's why, to me, it's really important to try and raise money for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. All the money that's raised in their name goes to the Royal Marsden itself.
And how did you become involved with the walk?
Well, after my treatment had finished, I've got a dog called Patch, a lovely Sprocker Spaniel. And back in November, they did a walk 60 miles in November itself, just around your local area. So I got involved in that walk with Patch and raised a fairly considerable sum of money. And, you know, I thought now I'll move up to another challenge, which is the Banham Marsden March. I'm going to be doing the 15 miles from the Royal Marsden up in Chelsea all the way to the one in Sutton where I had my treatment.
And how is Patch going to cope with the walk?
Well, Patch is only 1 year old, so he's going to start off the walk, and then we're going to get a dog pushchair and push him quite a distance, I believe, you know, and we're probably getting to do about 5 miles. So I don't want to wear his paws out.
Now, you were actually a firefighter, and also I believe you were involved with the Royal Marsden as a charity tens of years ago.
Yeah, tens of years, more like 40. I'm now 60 years of age. And when I was 20, I joined the London Fire Brigade, and our station, Battersea, we decided to get involved with sounded quite crazy. We pushed a Christmas tree from Felixstowe all the way to the Royal Marsden in Sutton on a fire brigade ladder, known as an escape ladder in that time, an old fashioned red one, laid on a horizontal. Now, we pushed it 127 miles in 4 days, raising about £10,000, which was a lot of money in those days. And when we turned up at the Royal Marsden Sutton, that tree was the one that was lit up that year outside for Christmas. And it went out live on a show called the 6 o'clock show, which at the time was hosted by Michael Aspel. And I recall as well, we had Larry Grayson, who was a big entertainer at the time, come from the Wimbledon Theatre where he was panto and turn the lights on for us. So a very hard walk, but it was well worth it.
And now 40 years later, you're doing another walk for them.
That's right. This time it'll be a lot less miles, but I think it's going to be harder as, you know, I'm a bit older. As I say, I'm doing the 15-mile march. I'm raising money as much as I can through friends. And obviously, I've got an online page which any of the marchers will have. So if anybody knows someone who is marching, please find out their actual page link and you can donate that way.
And what is your page link?
If you go onto the Royal Marsden website itself, my page will be on there, the link to myself. And there's actually a link there saying Meet the Marchers. And I have pictures of me with Patch, my dog, during the November walk I did, the 60 miles in November. Just explains my story, really. And my story, you know, is, I'd like to say, there is light at the end of the tunnel. When I first went to the Royal Marsden, my life, as I said before, had fallen apart. And, you know, they've got me better and are still looking after me. I can't say it enough. An amazing place, Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. You know, that's why I really want to help them and get some monies donated.
Well, that's incredible, Malcolm. And I think it's fantastic that there's that link over the years. You're now back. They've helped you. And by raising money, you're going to be helping others.
That's right. Obviously, there's many more people come along every year needing help and treatment with various cancers, as mine's prostate cancer. The more people we can help, the better. And the way I've been looked after, I can't fault them.
Well, Malcolm, thank you so much for telling us your story, and we wish you all the very best.
Well, thank you, Gisette, for having me talk about my journey. I really appreciate it.